This Fred and Jeff Show podcast is brought to you by Five Star Pest Control, Anthony's Cigar Emporium, and Arizona Party Rental.
Let's talk about the good time. Let's talk about the good time. I wish I could just go back to the days I'm speaking of. When a friend would meet you and a smile would greet you. What this old world needs now is an old-fashioned love. Ain't it guitar, yeah?
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Jeff Ronstadt without my big brother Fred, who is probably on Splash Mountain or one of those crazy Disneyland rides for the umpteenth thousandth time, having a ball with his boys during the spring break. Welcome. This is the show where we talk about the people, the places, the history, the events and culture that make living in Tucson so gosh darn wonderful. And the phone call you're hearing in the background is probably my wife telling me I forgot to pick up Easter eggs or something. So thank you, sir. So lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of stuff going on here in the old Pueblo. Lots of stuff. And I've got pages and pages and pages to talk to share with you guys. But the big thing now is we're going to talk about I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I have 8 guests in the studio today. So maybe it's a good thing that Fred's not here because I don't know if we would have had space for him. But anyhow, let's talk about some events coming up this week and this month in April in the old Pueblo. The first one I want to tell you guys about is the DeGrazia Way of the Cross exhibition. It's at the DeGrazia Gallery of the Sun. It's the annual showing of Ted DeGrazia's Way of the Cross with 15 original oil paintings that depict the suffering and crucifixion of Christ. It's at the DeGrazia Gallery of the Sun. We've also got the Oro Valley Concert Series just for kids with the Tucson Symphony Orchestra. That one's happening this Saturday, so April 6th. We've got the Arizona Theater Company is starting with Clyburn Park. That starts April 6th. One of Fred's favorites is Butterfly Magic at the Gardens, the Tucson Botanical Gardens. Don't forget the San Javier Mission Guided Tours, the Tucson Rodeo Parade. Here's a cool one. How about 20 cents a pound airplane rides? The Tucson 99s International Organization of Women Pilots, which is a nonprofit group, presents the annual family-friendly event at which airplane rides cost 20 cents a pound. So for someone like me, you're going to have to take out a small loan. But for maybe a 7, 8, 9, 10, 11-year-old kid, that sounds like a pretty good thing to do. It's their events, the locations at 9698 East Ajo Way. Again, it's happening this Saturday, the 20 cents a pound. And all the things that I talk about today, you can go to our website, fredandjeff.com, and find out where these things are happening. And also to add a little Southern Arizona flavor, I want to tell you guys a little about something that's going on in Elgin, Arizona. Blessing of the Vine Festival at the Village of Elgin Winery, that's Saturday. Then in Bisbee, the Copper City Classic Vintage Baseball Tournament is happening, their fourth annual vintage baseball tournament. It sounds like a lot of fun. And then Crush Wine Food and Art Festival, the Tucson Museum of Art, is happening on Friday night. So, folks, there are tons and tons and tons. I've got pages and pages and pages and pages of stuff happening here in Tucson. We've got the Tucson Food Truck Roundup. That's happening tonight over at 5755 West Pavilions Drive. The beginning, the Bird Walk and Open House at the Mason Center. Just tons and tons of stuff going on in the Pueblo. So the old Pueblo. So if someone tells you, gosh, there's nothing to do in Tucson, guess what? They are full of it because there's lots to do. And really, what you want to do is you want to get out there, you want to meet your neighbor, because meeting your neighbor, finding folks that you have things in common with, that's what makes our community a great, great place to live. And on that note, we're going to take our first break, because when we come back, I'm going to introduce you all to 8 folks that have nothing in common except for the love of something that makes them all very good friends. So stick around.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Barker Morrissey Contractors, Casa de la Luz Hospice, and the Downtown Tucson Partnership.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
And welcome back to the Fred and Jeff Show, where we talk about the people, places, events, history, and culture that make living in Southern Arizona and Tucson a wonderful thing. And folks, happy Easter. I want to wish my kids happy Easter and my lovely wife. And we are here today with our friends from the Desert Bluegrass Association. And we're going to have a lot of fun today because there's a lot of them in the studio. So we got a lot of folks to meet, but we're going to hear some great tunes as well. But before we do that, remember, you can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and if you send an email to fred@fredandjeff.com, Fred will send you out a lovely newsletter that alerts you to the folks that we're going to be talking to that week and maybe have some fun little trivia stuff on there. And it'll have a link to past shows that you can listen to either on our website or on iTunes. Or if you're a Google person like me, you can go to Beyond Pod and set up the Fred and Jeff Show podcast to hit your wonderful Google phone every week. So having said that, I would like to introduce you all to my new friend, Senor John David, who is the president of the Desert Bluegrass Association. John, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Wonderful,
good.
Wonderful. Thanks
good,
for
good.
Thanks for bringing the crew in here.
Well, we decided what you needed was a bluegrass orchestra, so we brought it in.
You know, I remember the first time Mike Hendrick brought his crew in. It was kind of a ragtag bunch of guys, kind of did it at the last minute because we really were trying to promote what you guys are doing. And he came in, and it was a great show. We had a lot of fun. Heard a lot of music. So I'm kind of interested to hear from you what this association is all about. Can you tell our listeners
sure.
what you're...
What we are is an association of anybody who has a joy of listening to bluegrass music, which is a worldwide phenomenon that started in the Appalachian Mountains of Kentucky and Tennessee and so on, and it's been around since... Well, the one that put the mark in bluegrass was Bill Monroe back in the, I guess it was the 30s, 40s, 40s. So, but anyway, it's a very simple music on the surface, but very complicated once you get down to the next layer of the onion.
Now, what do you mean it's very complicated?
The techniques used to project the music to the audience are extremely complicated, even though the melody, per se, can be very simple.
Okay, so give the listeners an idea of what you mean.
Well, I think that'll become obvious when you hear the guys play and
okay.
ladies.
Okay.
So I would rather have the instruments show that up than to just talk about it, because what is famous about bluegrass is if you're a very novice player, you can play. But if you want to play all of the complicated nuances of bluegrass, you really have to be an expert in your instrument.
Okay. So of the eight folks that are here, we've got banjo, we've got dobro, we've got mandolins, guitars, violins, stand-up bass.
I'm sorry, fiddle.
Excuse me. Did I say violin?
Yeah.
That's for another show. Sorry, Mike.
No one would mistake me for a violinist.
Well, you're holding the right thing. So of the eight of you guys, who here is the most accomplished musician?
Everybody but me.
Really? And you're the boss. You're the president.
Well, I also do the newsletter, so I think that had something to do with
it. So basically you were not at the meeting that they voted for the new
oh,
president?
I was there when they voted, but I got totally intimidated into not saying no.
That happens a lot. Good for you. That's great. So how long have you been with the association?
Actually, I joined the association in 2003, but because of work stuff, I didn't really become a very active member until I retired in May of 2011. So when I retired, I decided one of the things I was going to occupy my time with was volunteering to the Desert Bluegrass Association, mm-hmm. since we're an all-volunteer organization.
What were you doing to make a buck before you retired?
I was an engineer with Raytheon.
We have a lot of those folks come through this studio. You know, what's interesting is, well, and let me ask you this question, because I can pretty much guarantee you're not a local guy, are you?
No, I spent 26 years in Dallas.
Are you originally from Dallas?
No, I'm originally from upstate New York, believe
so
it or not.
From New York to Texas to Tucson.
Correct.
So, you know, one of the great parts about having Raytheon in Tucson is that all you folks that work there bring your flavor, if you will, to our community.
Correct.
And that's a wonderful thing. Yeah. Are any of you other guys, do any of you other guys work for Raytheon?
My husband does.
Does your husband? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's just a great, great byproduct of having a giant employer like Raytheon in our community.
Right.
Because clearly there's not enough Tucsonans to all work at Raytheon.
I will say I did spend 26 years with Texas Instruments, though.
Okay.
And when Raytheon took their defense business over, they moved us out here.
So here you are.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. So you were going to turn the microphone over to our old friend Mike.
Mike, yes. Mike has got the background in planning and executing festivals, and he's got the background since he's been a member of the Bluegrass organization for, well, ever since day one. And so I'm going to let him speak for all of us.
All right. Mike Hedrick, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. Great Sunday morning, Easter, yeah. You know. I mean, it's a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to, I don't know if this ever happened to you, but, in about a month, my kids are not going to find all the eggs. In about a month, there's going to be the smell emanating from somewhere.
They'll start showing up.
Yeah, and so at that point, we'll know we've gotten all the eggs.
Right.
So tell us about what you guys in the Desert Bluegrass Association, what's your mission?
Well, we promote bluegrass music, plain and simple, in southern Arizona, particularly the Tucson area. And we do it in a lot of different ways. Fundamentally, though, what we do is we provide a way for people who love bluegrass, whether they are pickers or grinners, to meet one another. Tucson is not exactly the hotbed of bluegrass music.
Right.
And back in the mid-90s, a group of people got together and said, we need to form an organization that allows people who do like bluegrass to get together and to introduce more people to it. And that's when the Desert Bluegrass Association started in 1995. And now we've grown to about 280 people, members. We put on seven jams a month at different places around town. We now have two festivals a year that we're putting on. We have two workshops, which are free to anyone who wants to come and learn how to play the music in a stress-free, open environment where you're welcome to make any mistakes that you want to. And that's every Monday night and every Wednesday night. Monday night on the east side of town and Wednesday on the northwest side of town.
Where on the east side? Where on the west side?
It is Christ Community Church at
Broadway and Pantano,
basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's the east side of town.
Yeah, it's actually Kenyon is the Kenyon. Yeah. The on the northwest side it is the Marana Community Center, which is on
at Ora May Horn Park.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've got seven jams that you do.
Right.
And where do those happen? Same place?
Various places. No, there are seven different places. Everything from the Rincon Market to the Udall Recreation Center to a retirement center. All of those are listed on our website. We have a very active website. It's www.desertbluegrass.org.
Okay.
So you can go on there and find out where we're going to be and when. Just look for the jams. And as a matter of fact, the workshops and all the other things that we do are listed on the website as well.
Right.
So anybody with an interest in this kind of music ought to look us up.
Absolutely. Now, how long have you been playing the fiddle?
Oh, I think it's 106 years
now. Really, that long
no,
ago?
No, no, no.
You're looking really good.
Union camp.
It's probably getting on towards 35 to 40 years now.
Wow. Is that a family instrument?
No.
You're the only guy in the family that plays the fiddle?
Yeah. I came from East Tennessee, from a religious background where the fiddle was considered the devil's instrument.
Now it's the banjo.
So I took it up. It is not a traditional instrument in the fiddle, in the family.
And what does the family play mostly?
Well, guitar and a lot of piano for church music back there.
Wow, good for you. So what's your favorite song to play on the fiddle?
Oh, I don't know. I like them all.
That's a good answer.
Yeah.
That's a great answer. Are you one of the guys that helps teach folks how to play
Sometimes, although, you know, to a great degree, everyone teaches everyone else. You can learn from about anyone. So the workshops usually are a place where you can come and people will teach you how to play. Mostly it's about learning how to play in a group, how to be part of the group, and how to play with other people, which is a little bit different from sitting in your living room playing by yourself.
But now, everybody in the studio is shaking their head up and down. Yes, that's right. Yeah, why is that? Give me an idea.
Well, you have to listen, for one thing. Listen to what other people are doing and try to figure out what you can do to fill in a space or complement what they're doing. Now, keep in mind, this music is spontaneous for the most part. It's not written out nor rehearsed. So you're very much listening to what the other people are doing and trying to do something that makes sense in that context and to help it out. And that's really quite different from trying to perfect the licks of a particular fiddle tune or banjo tune, for example.
Well, that's got to be a lot harder to do it then, because if you're not constantly playing with the same people, everyone's got to have a different style. It's got to be really difficult to kind of blend your style or what you think your style is to what everyone else is doing at that point.
Yeah, there is sort of a core set of music that goes on in bluegrass so that complete strangers can get together and do a surprisingly good job. We do something at the Fall Festival called the Drop of the Hat Band Scramble. And literally what we do is before the show, we have everybody come up and put their name in a hat for what instrument they play. And then we'll draw out one of each instrument. Say, come on up, banjo player. Come on up, dobro player. We give them 30 seconds to pick a song, and then they perform it. So these are people who may or may not have met before. And they do a surprisingly good job. It's amazing what they can do.
Okay, so I know you guys have a couple of pieces that you want to share with us. So maybe you've got one right now that we can head into the break with. What do you think, Mike?
You bet. This one's called Sitting on Top of the World. It's an old standard tune.
All right, take it away.
One, two, three. Twas in the spring, one sunny day, about the guy left me, thought you went away. Well, she's gone, I don't worry. Well, I'm sitting right on top of the world. She called me up from El Paso, said, hello, darling, Lord, I miss you so. Well, she's gone, I don't worry. Well, I'm sitting right on top of the world. Mississippi River is deep and wide. The one I'm loving is on the other side. Well, she's gone, I don't worry. Well, I'm sitting right on top of the world. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. Show me a woman that man can trust. Well, she's gone, I don't worry. Well, I'm sitting right on top of the world. Don't like my peaches
get out of my tree. Don't like my orchard, let my features be. Where she's gone, I don't worry. When I'm sitting right on top of the world. Where she's gone, I don't worry. When I'm sitting right on top of the world.
The Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by H&S Garden Service, Mayfield Florist, and Arizona Party Rental.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
Wish that I was out on a rocky top down in the Tennessee hills. Folks don't know at all on a rocky top, ain't no telephone bills. I once knew a boy on a rocky top, half bear, the other half cat. How pink and sweet as soda pop, I still dream about that. Rocky Top, you'll always be home sweet home to me. Good old Rocky Top, Rocky Top, Tennessee, Rocky Top, Tennessee.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Fred Jeff Show. I'm Jeff Ronstadt without my big brother Fred, who's goofing around at Disneyland with his family on this fabulous Easter Sunday. And with me in the studio, and I had to write it down because there's so many new faces, new friends. We've got Aaron Post on bass. We've got Joanne Shiflett on the mandolin. Jim Sanchez on the guitar. Charlie Sides on the mandolin, Jason Otto on the dobro, Dave Polston on the banjo. We've got John David on the guitar and Mike Hendrick on the fiddle. And we're here today talking to the Desert Bluegrass Association. How y'all doing this great Sunday morning?
Great.
Good.
All right. Mike, give us a little update on what cool things you guys have coming up for the community.
Well, we have something very cool coming up for the community, and it's a new event for us. We are having our second Bluegrass Festival of the year. We've been having the Fall Festival for 14 years now, and now we're starting the Spring Festival. And the two guys who have really headed that up, this one is in Marana. It's the Marana Bluegrass Festivals. And the two guys who are heading it up, and I'm going to bring them in now, is Jim Sanchez and Charlie Sides.
Hello.
Howdy.
How you doing, gentlemen?
Good.
Good.
Jim, you're not from the, Jim Sanchez, you're not from the Appalachian Mountains, are you?
No, I'm a throwback.
Throwback from, are you a Tucson from, guy?
I'm a native of Arizona.
All right.
Northern Arizona.
Which still counts.
And, you know, who, go figure, you know, name like Sanchez, like bluegrass music.
How did that happen?
Everybody likes it.
Yeah, how did that happen?
I love the thing about bluegrass music that interests me is the acoustic instruments. They play with no amplification or anything, and they play straight into an open mic, and the sounds are so, to me, it sounds so clear and distinctive that I just love the sounds of all these instruments that you see today and hear on this show.
And so have you been playing bluegrass music for a long time?
2 years.
Only two years. Well, you've been playing the guitar a lot longer than 2 years ago.
Yes, I've been playing the guitar off and on throughout the years. But when I retired a couple of years ago, I needed a passion. And the passion was I found bluegrass music, and I wanted to find something like that in my retirement. And somebody went to the Benson Bluegrass Festival, brought me back their flyer of the Desert Bluegrass Association. The rest is history. Then I got involved.
That's a great find for you.
Yes, it is. I love it.
And but you weren't a big musician before you retired, were you? Just kind of put it around on the guitar?
I used to play at church once in a while, or, you know, just by myself, you know. But this is what I found, and I love it. The people are great. The jam settings, like what Mike alluded to earlier, is that a group of unknown people can get together and start playing bluegrass music, call out what key it's in, key of G, key of A, and everybody knows how to play it.
And off you go.
And off you go. And it's very unique in that aspect. And what we teach, like at our workshops at the Northwest side, and what we learned on the East side, is that we learn jam etiquette, like learning little simple things, like when somebody takes a break, that's a lead solo, everybody plays softly so that you can hear that person play the break properly. We go around in a circle, okay? Each individual gets to select a song, and they call out what key it's in. Everybody plays it. Everybody knows how to play it. And those, what's also unique is that if somebody doesn't know the chord progression and somebody does, that person looks at what they're playing and can discover how to play it. So eye contact is very important in a jam setting, because I may not even know what the chord progression, but somebody does, and I look at how he's playing it, and I know how to play it.
And off you go. And I noticed you guys were doing that during the break, too, as you were playing your songs, is there was a lot of eye contact. It wasn't just Mike over here telling you what to do and where to go. You all were looking at each other, finding, and I didn't know why you were doing that, but right. Now I understand.
And basically what intrigues me about bluegrass is that you know three basic chords, the G, C, and the D, or in Nashville, 1-4-5, okay, mm-hmm. You can play bluegrass music.
Oh, that's great.
And it's very down-to-earth and simple, and it can be really rocking, you know, yeah, toe-tapping, knee-slapping, whatever you want to call it.
So what were you doing before you retired?
I worked in communications. I was with U.S. West and Quest Communications, MCI, Sprint, all in the communications field. So I've been around.
Yeah, you've been in Tucson a long time.
Yes.
All right. Now let me talk to your sidekick there, Charlie.
Howdy.
Charlie Sides, how you doing, senor?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good, good. Where are you from, Charlie?
I'm from Texas.
Another Texas boy.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
When did you come to Tucson?
Well, you know, I came to Tucson by way of the state of Washington. I'm a snowbird down here. I worked for the Boeing Company for 35 years in Seattle, and then we came down here to get warm.
Yeah, good for you. Did you always like bluegrass? Were you playing bluegrass in Texas?
I learned how to play bluegrass because I was introduced to a guy on the AWACS airplane, which was a development that Boeing was doing. And I went on a NATO tour, and there's a banjo player there, and he needed somebody to back him up. Now, I didn't have anything with me but a baritone ukulele, but that's how I got acquainted with bluegrass music.
What were you playing on your baritone ukulele?
I was just playing the chords so that he could show off like most banjo players do.
Y'all looking at Dave over there. He's starting,
and that led to another thing where the guy that I met doing that, he started having me over to his house and bringing other people in, and they were playing. And before long, he actually played the bass, and he brought in a banjo player, and he brought in a fiddle player, and he brought in a guitar player. And I said, stop right there. I'm going to go learn how to play the mandolin.
Good for
and
you.
That's when I learned how to play the mandolin, was back in about 1985 or something like that.
So you're relatively new to the instrument.
Yeah, but I played several other instruments, but that was mandolin was totally new to me.
And now is that your instrument of choice now?
Almost.
What's number one?
Well, what it is that I like to play a little tenor guitar, which is not a typical bluegrass instrument. But for some reason, if I'm going to sing a song, a guitar works better for me.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, you guys have an event coming up pretty quick in Marana. Can you tell us
about
that?
We do. Yeah, the Marana Bluegrass Festival. It's going to be on April 13th and 14th.
Oh, it's in 2 weeks.
And yeah, and it's going to be, it starts at about 9:45 with the opening ceremonies on both days. Goes till 5:30 or till people leave. We've got free camping out there with a weekend pass. The town of this is being put on by a partnership of the town of Marana and the Desert Bluegrass Association and the Arizona Bluegrass Association out of the Phoenix area. Ooh. So it's unique, and this is the first time it's been done.
Good for you guys.
We split it up, and the Arizona contingent selected bands from their area, and we selected bands from our area. They're local bands, and so that's also kind of unique.
How many do you have coming in?
12 bands.
12 bands playing in a two-day, jam session.
They're going to be, four of the bands are only playing once. Two on Saturday, two on Sunday. The rest of them play both days.
Okay, and are those four bands the headliners? Or there's just somebody that couldn't make it both days?
No, those four bands, they wanted to spread it around a little more, and so they you know, to give them a chance to have some stage experience.
That's awesome. That's great. Yeah. All right, well, we got to take our last break of the hour, and I know you guys have a little song you're going to play for me for Easter, and I think this one is called Somebody Touched Me. And why don't you give it a whirl?
While I was praying, somebody touched me. While I was praying, somebody touched me. While I was praying, somebody touched me. It must be the hand of the Lord. Glory, 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 somebody touched me. Glory, 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 somebody touched me. Glory, 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 somebody touched me. It must be the hand of the Lord. Somebody touched me. While I was praying, somebody touched me. While I was praying, somebody touched me. It must be the hand of the Lord. Glory, 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 somebody touched me. Glory, 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 somebody touched me. Glory, 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 somebody touched me. It must be the hand of the While I was singing, somebody touched me. While I was singing, somebody touched me. While I was singing, somebody touched me. Must be the hand of the Lord. Glory, 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 somebody touched me. Glory, 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 somebody touched me. Glory, 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 somebody touched me. It must be the hand of the Lord. Glory, 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 somebody touch me. Glory, 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 somebody touch me. Glory, 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 somebody touch me. Must be the hand of the Lord.
must be the hand of the Lord.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Power Woman Investing, Ronsted Insurance, and 1702 Craft Beer and Pizza.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
Welcome back to the Fred and Jeff Show, where we talk about the great things that are happening in Tucson and Southern Arizona, the people, places, events, history, culture that make living in our community outstanding. And that, my friends, was the dulcet tones of Jason Mott on his dobro and all of our friends from the Desert Bluegrass Association. How are you folks doing today?
Wonderful.
Great.
All right.
Great.
So we've spent some time on the show talking to the guys that are running the Marana, the new one coming out. And, you know, the one thing I don't think we talked about, Charlie, is we didn't talk about where this event's going to be.
Well, this event is going to be held in downtown Marana in the Orame Hahn Park. Now, the city of Marana is one of the partnership of this festival, and therefore they've set aside parking all around. They've set aside the park for this festival, and we expect a good turnout. We hope we have a good turnout. It's going to be a lot of good entertainment for only $7 a day or for $12 for a weekend.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, that's very competitive with the rest of the festivals around here, I would say.
And, folks, that's Charlie Sides. You're one of the organizers of this
festival.
That's
correct, yes.
You and Jim Sanchez. And, Jim, is there anybody that you want to say thank you to? You got any sponsors that have helped put this guy together?
Absolutely. We couldn't do this festival without some sponsorships. It's great to have business involved in this festival. Some of the sponsorships are local community businesses around the Marana area, like EG's and Music and Arts Music Store. We also have Good News Broadcasting, who's also going to do radio spots for 2 weeks starting next week, off and on for 2 weeks advertising the festival.
All right. You got a lot of folks that are excited to have you guys doing what you're doing out there in Marana.
Yes, we are, and we're fortunate because we believe that originally when Mike was researching the October Festival of places that could be held, Orme Harn Park was one of the ones that was brought up. And we still believe that it's a good venue, a good place to have a bluegrass festival.
And this, because this is the first ever that you're going to have there, we're hoping for a big, big, big turnout.
Yes, it is. It's kind of we had this festival back 2 years ago, and it got rained out because of that bad rain that we had.
Mm-hmm.
And so we never really got it going. But now we've got the perfect date, and we believe that with the weather, the people, and it's right in between, you know, things that are happening festival-wise.
There's no reason not to go out and
There's no reason. I mean, That's it's awesome. It's a great family event.
That's awesome. Well, thanks, you guys, for putting that together. Charlie, Jim, thanks a bunch, because I think you guys bring another fun thing to do in our community to get folks out, and kind of what y'all have done. You meet each other and really put something fun together. And along those lines, Charlie, you want something else to say real quick?
I was just going to mention that the way this started is the year before this festival, we had a summer concert series sponsored by the town of Marana and the Desert Bluegrass Association. And it was very, very successful, and that's really what kind of piqued the interest in bluegrass in the city of Marana.
All right, that's great. Well, thanks for doing it again, gentlemen. I really, really appreciate
it. Thank
you. And the community does, too. And with the time we have left, I wanted to talk to Jason, the Dobro guy, but he's over there taking a nap. So what I'd like to do is say hi to you, Joanne. You are the only lady in this crew, and you're playing a mandolin. And as we got into the studio, and I was introducing myself to all of y'all, and I said, okay, and there's Joanne, and she's playing a mandolin. All of your compatriots here said, oh, that's just one of many instruments she plays. You've been playing bluegrass for a long time?
Yeah, pretty much. I was raised in a musical family. My dad taught me to play the guitar, so I've been playing that since I was, you know, 10 or 12 years old. And then, but that was pretty much all I played. I've been singing my whole life. Raised in Idaho, came down here, husband got hired at Raytheon.
Another
four
Raytheon
years ago,
family.
Yeah, so here we are. And I just happened to stumble upon the Desert Bluegrass Association. And while there, I expanded myself from guitar to check out the mandolin and the fiddle. I've been working on the stand-up bass, too. And so I've kind of expanded my musical instrumental horizon with the DBA. And the workshops are so wonderful and friendly and helpful with that. And so that's been a really, really fun part for me in the last couple of years.
So now have you hung up the guitar in favor of the mandolin?
Nope. No, I just play them all.
That's awesome.
Usually bring three or four instruments every time I come to a jam.
So, that's great.
But I have a lot of helpers helping me carry them.
I'm sure all these gentlemen would be happy to carry your guitar for you.
They are. They nice. Do, too. Yeah.
Well, that's great. So, you know, guys and Joanne, we've run out of time again. I know you guys have one last song you want to take us out in. Folks, don't forget the Marana Bluegrass Festival coming to Orme Harn Park in 2 weeks. Go to the Fred Jeff Show website, fredandjeff.com. We'll have a link where you can go get more information. Or, Jim, what was the website again for folks to get more information?
www.maranafestival.com.
3ws.maranafestival.com. All right, and if you guys got something in the queue to take us out, folks, have a great, great, great weekend. Enjoy your Easter holiday. And guys and Joanne, you guys are the reason that Tucson is a great place to live because of what you guys do. Thank you very much for sharing your passion with us today.
Long journey home.
And folks, have a great week.
Thank you. Thank you.
Black smoke's arising. It surely is a train. Surely is a train, boy. Surely is a train. Black smoke's arising, it surely is a train. I'm on my long journey home. Lost all my money but a $2 bill. $2 bill, boys, $2 bill. Lost all my money but a $2 bill. I'm on my long journey home.
cloudy in the west. It looks like rain. Looks like rain, boys. Looks like rain. Cloudy in the west. It looks like rain. I'm on my long journey home.
Lost all my money but a $2 bill. $2 bill, boys, $2 bill. Lost all my money but a $2 bill. I'm on my long journey home.
And lonely, I'm feeling kindly blue. Feeling kindly blue, boys, feeling kindly blue. Dark and lonely, I'm feeling kindly blue. I'm on my long journey home.
Lost all my money but a $2 bill. $2 bill, boys, $2 bill. Lost all my money but a $2 bill. I'm on my long journey home.
Lost all my money but a $2 bill. $2 bill, boys, $2 bill. Lost all my money but a $2 bill. I'm on my long journey home. I'm on my long journey home.